Hey guys, this is Index from the Nerd Stuff Podcast. If you guys want this ad space for your company or product, you can send us an email over at info@c-esport.gg. That's info@sea-esport.gg. Thanks and enjoy the episode.
Hello friends, welcome to Nerd Stuff. New episode this week. I forgot what episode it was this week.
24. It's 24.
We'll put it
24.
Damn it, I was supposed to edit it. Just gonna add it in. Well, so it's too late. Gerg ruined
it.
My name is
just
Index. Yep. Crap. Great intros, 2 weeks in a row. My name is Index. I'm with the friends. Friends, introduce yourselves.
That is a great way. It's the laziest way you've had. So yeah, this is Kron, guys. Welcome to Nerd Stuff.
Yeah, it's Freak of Nature speaking. Welcome to Nerd Stuff. Yeah, I sang it. I sang it too.
Yeah.
Now I'm part of the cool club.
I hear an echo though. What is happening here?
I'm hearing an echo as well. Yeah. I'm the echo. Stuff. Hello.
You're the echo this week. It's not the anymore.
I'm Gerg. No, I'm not the echo. I'm not the echo. It's always run.
Well,
remember, it's always run.
There's nothing on the audio being recorded. It's fine.
No, well, the early parts.
Yeah.
Yes. Then it's okay. We will push through the episode.
Yeah.
As per norm. Sound check. Screw sound check.
Yeah.
It sounds okay.
Yeah.
We did half an hour of sound check. Come on.
Yes, of course. Always. Okay, lots of esports stuff. We've got a Battle Pass. We've got the Wild Rift stuff. And we've also got some other stuff to talk about. First, some FGC stuff. Sonic Fox, an official NPC in Skullgrills. At Skullgirls for you guys.
So they
nod to the pro scene.
Yeah, they threw in some update, netcode update. I think Skullgirls tried to better their netcode. Also,
maybe they're trying to get into Evo.
Yeah, that's true. And then they threw Sonic Fox as an NPC. It's kind of a mixed bag of reactions because Sonic Fox isn't exactly the most
he's
FGC.
Probably the most controversial FGC champion ever, right?
Yes.
He's I think a non-binary. We have to call him Day.
Yeah.
And he's a furry as well. So.
Yeah, so
he has expressed this after he won a certain tournament.
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah, he is. I mean, he even wears a suit at some tournaments.
Yeah.
Actually, no. He actually wears a fursuit in all tournaments.
He wears a fursuit in all tournaments. But he wears the full suit for the medal ceremony.
Yeah.
And,
so
he only takes off the mask for when they would try to put a medal on his head.
It's his thing. I mean, I don't. I don't have anything against it. It's just that it's that's why we are including it, because you know it's I mean, normally we wouldn't include news about someone being an NPC, but someone is a polarizing figure in the fighting game community.
Yeah, and it stirred up a lot of controversy. I mean, Skullgirls got review bombed on Steam. And a lot of people are complaining on Reddit that here's a mod to remove Sonic Fox out of the game and restore the previous NPC.
I mean,
it
used to be another character in Skullgirls. I forgot the character. I haven't played it in a long time.
Yeah.
But it used to be another character, and then someone made a mod out of it. I think some people are just complaining that why is there no option to take it off, revert it back to the original. It's nothing new. It's just something they tweaked, so people want the original back. I don't see the big reason for it. It doesn't affect gameplay. I mean, it's just one stage or map, so it's not even in all stages. So I don't really see the big issue about it. I feel like I actually feel it's a non-issue. I actually like that they included one of the FGC players regardless of who, they took notice of him.
Okay, and Garg.
Yeah.
What would you feel like if Arteezy's face was on every cliff of Dota 2? I feel like
I think he would actually spend more money in the game, so please don't challenge him.
No, no. I mean, it would be funny, like, first two weeks. Then the third week will be, like, tiring and...
Oh, yeah.
Mm. No,
I
actually want a clickable, like, the Aegis. Like, put a stone there or something, like, maybe, like, a tombstone.
Yeah, and then it plays one of the RTZ GIFs when you press on it, right?
Yeah, so...
Like, the one where he points at you, you know, and that's the point. Then you are dead. And you die on the cliff.
Yeah, well, I actually want that, like a clickable, like the Aegis. But I see how it could go wrong.
Or when he isn't even a TI champion. Come on. You can't put an Aegis. You have to put something else, like a cheese or something.
Like a ladder, man. Eri gave Arteezy
a ladder. A ladder.
Yeah, just put a ladder by the cliff. Ladder. Like, it's like one of the terrain right now, the exclusive terrain. And just there's a ladder.
A random ladder there. Nice.
All right, cool, friends. So moving on, Tencent becomes the largest shareholder in Marvel Game Dev Corporation. Marvelous. Do they own Exceed and Honey Parade Games? Run. It's in the notes. Yes,
they're the ones who own the IP for Exceed. The subsidiaries. If you got Marvelous, the subsidiaries include Exceed Games and Honey Parade Games. Honey Parade Games being it's a pretty fresh studio from the producer of Senran Kagura. It's a pretty
fighting
famous
game thing. I don't forget.
It's an anime game.
It's an anime game.
It's an anime game.
It's almost pornographic.
Yeah, almost
game.
Pornographic.
Oh, it's those kinds of games. Yes. Yes. Very
that's
interesting.
Why it's,
in
that's
those.
Why it's pretty famous because of those. So the theory lies in, I think Tencent bought them to get better at either mobile, since they have a lot of mobile games under the subsidiaries, and also, Exceed is for fighting games.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
So there's those theories.
Yeah.
Because, you know, there's the looming threat of Tencent.
At this point, Tencent is a Disney. It's going to be like Disney. It's going to own everything.
Yeah.
It will only take like the self-respect of like all these companies to not be owned by Tencent. But I'm sure Tencent even wants to buy EA Games if they could.
EA Games.
Oh, that's going to be big if it's like a big, really big company. And Tencent manages to buy them off.
Yeah, man.
So that means games that are from Exceed are going to be available easier in China. Right, because think Exceed also handles the Harvest Moon stuff, the Story of Seasons, and also Loot Factory.
The latest one is Grand Blue Fantasy, which is their fighting game, the Grand Blue Fantasy fighting game. So, I expect the new Tencent, the Riot game fighting game, be modeled after, I guess, the engine that powers Grand Blue Fantasy, because it's starting to get a lot of recognition from fighting game community.
But the tech demo for, I think, Project Z or something, it was a full 3D game, and Grand Blue is a Fox 3D with 2D graphics.
Yeah. So we'll see how it plays out. I mean, one way or another, they're going to use the knowledge of Exceed Games and fighting games for sure.
Of course.
Yeah.
Of course.
Yeah.
No doubt.
All right, friends, here we go. Battle Pass time. Dota 2 has released their TI10 Battle Pass. Who here has bought the Battle Pass?
Did. I know I said...
Charged. Only Gurk? Only
no,
Gurk?
I did.
Me? What?
No,
yeah. Jen, why are you calling other people out and me that you gave Gaven money? Why are you being so low-key about it? I didn't give Gaven money.
What?
No, I can say that out loud. I didn't buy the Battle Pass yet.
What?
Yet. You said yet. Yep. There's a qualifier.
Yeah. Because I'm waiting for the promotions.
There you go.
To see if it's actually worth it. Because, like, honestly, Man, real life really gets in the way, and I haven't played much Dota at all lately.
Two Arcanas, three Arcanas and two Personas not get worth?
Yeah, you have to spend money to get them. Come on.
You can
you have to spend
them.
Lots of money.
Isn't this the last year for us to do this?
Yeah.
That's what we said last year.
Maybe.
Last year, my Battle Pass level was 400, I think.
Wow, that's decent.
All from purchases. I didn't play a single hour of the game.
Ouch.
Damn.
So I was like a bit of a whale. I think I spent like $60.
Damn.
Which is okay.
Yeah.
I just bought all the promotions, right? So they got me, guys.
I think they're gonna get me this year, man. That Wind Ranger Arcana, bro. But I think we should go at it one by one.
Let's get it.
The Dota 2 website, the Battle Pass website. So go through it. All right. Cool. Battle Pass level 100 bundle. That's the one I got. $44.
Yeah,
$45.
Too.
Oof.
Wow.
That's a lot of money.
All right.
Yeah.
New stuff. There's nothing more satisfying than smashing. I'm not gonna read that. So yeah. Guilds, friends, they're back. They did it before. I think Red and I were in the same guild.
Yeah, they revamped it.
Yeah, they did it for Dota 2 version 1. And then when Vulcan came in, suddenly there's no more social features.
Yeah.
So daily contracts, this is the biggest part, I think. So you have like daily quests that you can take from the quest board to take Roshan before 10. And then
Ursa, man.
Mm-hmm, for sure. Like the level 1 Roshan strats are need. And then, you know, just progression system in the guild.
Yeah, and there's rewards when your guild progresses, so that's nice.
Good that they have some social stuff in Dota, because I think that's what was lacking. And also progression system, holy fudge. Aside from Dota Plus, there is no progression system in Dota 2.
Yeah.
Speaking of Dota Plus, yes. I feel like the guilds will transition to Dota Plus. I can see it easily, like any other feature from Battle Pass before. Like after Battle Pass, because the Battle Pass expires. I mean, you know, good things come to an end. And I betcha that guilds will be a Dota Plus feature.
I have to pay for social features? No way, man. Fuck this game. What? What? That's like greedy. Greedy AF. Like I get it. Dota Plus, the coach feature, sets feature, you know, they're all value add. Fine. Right? They're not essential. But social features? Like, almost essential. Like, our current social feature is the Steam friends list. Like, what the fuck?
Well, because right now, even non-Battle Pass owners can get into a guild. So
yeah,
probably you can create a guild using Dota Plus.
Yeah, it should be free.
Free. But the ones who can only create it most probably are Dota Plus members.
Yeah. Okay, that's fair. I guess that's fair.
Yeah.
Sick. All right. So next up, coming soon, a special summer event. So it's the custom game, like Siltbreaker. I think it's a lot like Siltbreaker.
They heard us. Custom games again, back. I mean, the whole problem with custom games is like every patch breaks it.
Yes, I mean, they just do one and don't maintain it ever.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is this going to be the confluence that?
Oh, hopefully.
The Great Confluence.
For those who don't know what the Great Confluence is, it's what happens after the last game of Dota happens.
Yeah.
Oh.
Okay.
That would be sick.
So no, that's actually canon.
It's also a problem that arcade games are facing, because the patch breaks their games for creators in the workshop.
Pog is happening.
Yeah. So I think Valve should address that too. Hopefully in the future. I don't know. I mean, I'm excited for the summer game. More free Battle Pass points.
I mean, yeah. If it's a chunky amount of Battle Pass points, I will take it. Right.
Maybe one level a day.
I don't know. Maybe I'll play it if it's once a day. Gerg, would this be the great confluence?
That would be interesting, man. But
is that some deep lore that you're talking about?
Yes.
The deep magic lore.
Yes. Yeah. This is the reason why Void Spirit is in our midst. So
speaking of Void Spirit, and do you think they're gonna have a new hero out?
Of course.
They should. Two new heroes every year, right?
Yeah.
Minimum.
But make it four, because they had time to think about it.
Just because they amped up the amount of Arcana and
Persona. Yeah, man. Jeez.
Like, I'm gonna get more heroes this year too.
They release it. They release the heroes every TI, right? There's no TI this year, so come on.
Next year.
Yeah, that would be two heroes.
Four heroes next year.
Yeah.
At least the two this year, man, and we'll be okay.
I mean, it's not like they generate manpower for TI. TR is always outsourced. It's not like Valve exerts effort for TI.
Oh no. They definitely exert a lot of effort.
Effort there? I thought it was like all outsourced for everything.
No. There's a coordinator, there's a whole team behind TI. The graphics are here. Yeah, definitely. It's very much in-house, working with a contractor, of course.
Mm.
But it's like a labor of love for them.
Okay, so expect two heroes, Red. Expect four heroes, because they have extra manpower.
Yes, four. Give me four heroes, man.
Like, it's a false equivalence, right? The developers are not the event organizers or coordinators.
What are you talking about? I thought they just get up off their desk, move, and say, it's time for battle pass. it's time for TI. Yeah, okay, we're not developers for this. Because, they have a flat company, right? So I thought they just get up. It's like, okay, it's TI time. Let's stop developing.
Oh my god. They still have proper marketing people. It's just that maybe they are subclass to art direction or design or something.
The inventor of in-game hats, the developer has many hats. They're like the game developers, marketers.
Yeah. They don't have any main class managers or main class marketers. It's all subclass. Hence the lack of advertising.
They need to have an advertiser class.
Yeah, you need main class marketing to gain access to the marketing skill, advertising skill. So.
Yeah, they need to hire some of those.
Yeah.
Fantastic. They need to develop their marketing stuff. Speaking of development, the Cavern Crawl. I'm not usually very excited about Cavern Crawl. It feels like a chore.
Yeah.
And now it feels more of a chore because there are two of them. Fantastic. Night Silver and Foulfell. Like, you can switch between the boards to get more rewards.
Yeah, more progress, I guess.
Mm-hmm. So any of the sets intrigue you, friends? There's a graphic right over there.
They should have just made it okay to play against bots, because people are really abusing it by setting themselves up against fake humans to complete their crawls.
Oh.
Yeah. So might as well just make it against available against AI. I already paid money for the bloody battle pass. Just let me play my AI games and complete the stupid paths.
Yeah, but you're up against like OpenAI.
Oh god. I would take human players any day, man. Yeah.
Gotta call out them and find out how to set up the fake human lobbies.
Hey, if anybody knows that, just contact us. We need our Cavern Crawls progress.
I just want that Nyx set. Looks cool.
The Nyx set looks nice.
Does this mean that there's going to be additional three sets? Because there's another crawl.
Another map, yeah.
Yeah.
Additional
style.
Yeah, additional styles. Like that battle pass.
So they're making you work twice for the additional style.
I think the additional styles is true in-game achievements, right? Like get certain amount of kills or so and so forth.
It used to be, but
I think
According to Index, it's the other crawl is the other style.
I think so.
Okay. Okay.
That's just torture.
So. Yeah.
I want to do another. Terrible. Once you unlock it, it's like, oh, I unlocked this Nyx set. I want the other style. Oh, you gotta do the other crawl.
Yep. Sounds absolutely terrible. All right, Battle Gauntlet. So it's. I don't actually know how this works.
Yeah.
I've not done this yet. Maybe we should.
Later. We should. Yeah, you're right.
So we'll come back to you next week.
Thing like Battle Cup.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah.
It's just like Battle Cup. Yeah, okay. It is.
Better. So you just have to win 3 games before you lose 2. To complete the Battle Gauntlet.
And
so
you can only basically play 1 match every day. That's the intent of it.
Oh, 1 match a day.
You can switch regions, but you'll be at such a picking disadvantage you might not want to. Mm.
So, all right, Gerg.
Yeah.
You know it. You know it.
Good luck, guys.
Time to play Widrun.
Yeah.
And Freak,
of course. The boys.
Lack one more.
Oh,
Midnight to carry us.
It could be anybody.
Midnight.
Get a Midnight and
Midnight's busy with MPL 5.
Yeah.
Yes. I think the grand finals today.
Cool. MPL. Have fun.
Yeah. Yeah.
Good luck, teams. Good luck, production.
Good luck, time to throw. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Nice.
Good luck.
Good luck, Mobile Legends. Wild Rift is coming up.
Yeah, exactly. That's what I'm going to point out.
Oh, the memes, man. But the memes are already out.
Yes. Yeah.
The memes for the side shop are kind of out too as well. So
they're memes?
Yes, because it's a scam, isn't it?
It's like an Underlord. Yeah, it's like an Underlord.
A fortree of Underlords.
Yes. So you're given some currency for the side shop. And it works Underlord style, in which you roll Wolfus, and then you are given rewards if you complete like a 2-star hero or a 3-star hero. Depends on your cost, on the cost of the hero. If it's a 4-star hero, I think you get blue gems. 4 and 5 cost heroes are blue gems. And then the 3 to 1-star heroes just give the red gems, which are lesser rewards.
I believe 3 is the most worth it. Because you get.
No, you need at least 4. You need the blue gems.
I thought the three gems give blue gem drops, no?
No. You need 4 stars.
5. Yes.
And 4, okay, the 4 gems. Yeah, the 4 gems, I believe the 4 gems. Because it's the rare drop, they're, from what I hear, if you reroll, they don't drop as often. Mm.
Yes.
But you've been calling it a scam, Jonas. Tell us why it's a scam.
Because this is the way to recycle your extra immortals.
Oh, no. I don't get levels.
No,
and
you get side shop.
More RNG. Oh, my God. Loot box bullshit.
Yes. Remember how many levels you got from recycling.
Kill me.
Mm.
Man. What a wasted, like, seriously, what a wasted effort.
Yes.
Like, I'm like a scam. Throwing my virtual, you know, my virtual skin in a pit of malice at this point. Right? I'm not even getting levels back.
You can sell it for 50 cents next year.
Hey,
Jesus.
That's important, man.
And Valve still gets my a bit of my 50 cents. What the hell is that? That's unfair. It is unfair.
I mean, it's Valve.
It's pretty predatory. Like, it's a loot box, but it's disguised as not a loot box. But the only thing that fuels this loot box is actual money that is converted like 2 or 3 times via currency. Right? The immortal skins are the currency.
Yes, not a big currency, but yes.
Yeah, man, Valve, they are finding ways to loot box people without without contravening the EU laws. And they're sneaky, sneaky
bunch.
They're
smart, man. They're smart.
Think about it.
You know who isn't complaining?
I don't know.
You know who isn't complaining? The Prince of Saudi Arabia.
Boy is so rich, man.
He's already level 14,430.
Damn.
So he is the number one in the leaderboard right now for Battle Pass. So that's approximately, I think, $6,000. Boys.
Only $6,000? Only? Goes up to level 100,000, right?
Yeah, so
he always goes to level 100,000.
I mean, it's been only a few days. Wait till the end of Battle Pass. This is like, 4 or 5 days? And he's already level 14,430.
But hey, bounty killing, fun new feature that has been added. I accidentally click it every time, but yeah, it's there.
I do as well. I don't know how.
Because we click alt, that's why. And then the bounty UI shows up.
Oh.
I accidentally click it as well. In one game I played, it's like, how did I set the bounty? Like, oh, okay. I guess I have to hunt him down then.
Hey, but
I think it's fun.
Yeah.
Yes, Greg?
Because you don't kill it, right? Any player can kill the person or the hero that you put as a bounty.
I think that is the point. You're not going to be getting the battle points if you do the killing, but if someone else does,
get the points. You waste your bounty. So I think it's better to have it as a party so it doesn't really feel bad if one of your mates gets the kill.
Mm-hmm.
Yet another reason to set up the lobbies with the fake humans and do a lot of win trading.
Hey.
But it's a social feature, Chen. Social feature.
And you paid for it.
Anything that people are already abusing and you still don't let it be used in an AI lobby, that it just doesn't make sense, right? It's counterintuitive. Yeah. People are already abusing it. Just let everyone, let the 70% get the value out of the battle pass.
Yeah, people are already exerting effort to abuse it, so I get Chen. I get it.
All right, cool. I'm going to skip over some of these stuff. Maybe just skim over them. So you get achievements for giving a battle pass.
Yeah.
I think I already have one of those. Yeah. Community match predictions. I think Red really likes this.
I missed it.
I think Valve just gives you a match, right, Greg?
Yep. It skims over thousands of matches. Gives you a match, then you decide who won that match based on the lineups.
Mm-hmm. And also skill bracket, right?
Yeah. That's nice.
Revamped most valuable player per game.
This is the most amazing thing for me.
Really?
Yeah. Gives your game like a sense of what can you say? Achievements.
Mm. Like, I hope they keep this straight.
I hope so.
Under the Dota Plus.
Hey!
All Maypay. Maypay. Not gonna lie. Updated interactive versus screen, so you can decide what to do on the versus screen now. It just gives you a list of actions and text that displays.
You can even choose your death animation.
Yeah, I did that too. It's quite cool. It's quite funny. Pause screen playground. So there's some mini games when you're paused. Which one do you like the most?
I like the musical chairs one.
I like the Waka Meepo one. Feels like a CSGO training map.
You know the tenth round? You can't see Meepo.
For real?
I don't know. You really can't see Meepo, or just like a glimpse or a sliver of Meepo.
Yeah, it's very fast.
Yeah. Yeah, it's nice. It's a nice inclusion.
Alright, wagering. I don't know what's updated with wagering. What is new?
You'll get wager tokens each week, increasing at higher levels.
Okay. Yeah, it's the same thing.
Yeah.
Okay. The assistant features. This is cool. Post team healing chart. Oh, that's sick.
Yeah. Supports, man.
Post game gold source table. Okay, this is just like analytics and stuff.
Yeah. And you will get it in your
in Dota Plus.
Yeah. Got him.
Fucking
all new features get rolled out on Battle Pass each year. Then added to Dota Plus.
More social wagering and like whatever mechanics are here, the more abuse it justifies. So please make it available to versus AI matches. And actually update the versus AI. Make it half of OpenAI. And make it slightly challenging. Fine. That's okay.
Have you tried any of the workshop AIs?
They're all very weak. They're not. Yeah, there's.
Yeah.
It's not nothing. It's nothing special. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It's really hard to code the AI. Really hard.
I mean, yeah.
It gives the bots the pro names. That's it.
Yep.
Turning features for the battle pass. We've got the rank double down, collector's cash.
Yeah.
High five, in-game tipping, arcana vote.
Important high five, yeah.
Yes. Evolving chat line, the Seb chat line. And then recycling immortals. This is where it says that recycle your extra immortals for more side shop gold. Yep, hey. That's a scam. Big scam. And then the trivia, of course, while queuing. Love this. They used to have that for free.
Now it would be under Dota Plus.
Hey.
Why? Why does everything have to be
Dota Everything Plus? Is going to be monetized eventually, man.
Yeah.
Lose hope. Lose hope. Okay.
Friends, immortals.
Hey.
Let's go through it one by one.
Okay.
Tinker. Red laser.
Nice. Boring.
Tell me if you like it or not.
Boring.
Yay or nay?
Yes, nay or nay.
Yeah, I want nay. Boring as well. Like, yay, nay, boring.
I kind of like it. The Night Stalker hands.
Nay. Oh, it's kind of cool, so yay.
It's yay. Yeah, it's
I like the aesthetic, but the skill looks so shit. Oh, my God.
Really? You don't like hands, like, circling around you?
No. No.
Touching every other heroes.
I do not like
spreading the Charlie.
Mm-mm. Nope. Mm. Yeah, that's right. It is. You're not supposed to touch people. Mm. Night Stalker. Quite disappointed. Warlock.
It looks stupid.
Does,
honestly.
Nay.
I don't like it. I hate it the most.
The aesthetically and also the effect.
Skill wise, I want the Life Stealer one.
That's so shit, honestly.
You're a avid Life Stealer player. You don't like it?
It's so shit.
Give Life Stealer more immortals.
I mean, honestly, all of his cosmetics are shit.
Just give him more metal. I'm like, stop giving him metal. Thanks.
He's no more, like, he doesn't eat flesh anymore. He's just a freaking machine.
Yeah, he's a metal stealer. He steals the metal and places it on himself.
Yeah.
Ron, you like this thing? I think it's...
No. Nah, boring, actually. It's boring.
Uninspired.
Next up, Keeper Light.
The prominence?
That looks okay. Yep, prominence.
I'll take it. It's not a big deal for me. I'll take it. It's because there's not much staff that's caught pretty good stuff on Keeper of the Light. So you don't really have a choice. You have that immortal. So yeah, I'll take it.
It looks like a spear. Kind of cool. It looks like a spear, actually.
It would look cool with the unicorn.
Yeah.
I mean, I think that's the idea of it.
Yeah. I have the reindeer one because it has the...
Yeah, I have the Arindia one as well.
Oh, well.
All right. Medusa.
Hey.
Oh. Tails.
Nay. Nay. It's a nay for me.
Nay. Like two tails, like.
Yeah.
Come
how about
on.
How about the animation?
Kind of sick, but it doesn't justify the two tails.
The two tails is just weird. Right?
Yeah. Give her two heads as well.
No, the freaking. the end of the tail is too big. It's too big. It's like some. Looks like a joke. You know.
I mean, you have to put. You have to put the particle freaking, somewhere.
Freaking joke. Yeah. Yeah, put it at the end of the tail, sure. But don't put all those like triangles in the middle of like the tail.
I think.
Right. It's like.
Put the like put an orb. On
it's
her tail,
it's two right? PVC type pipes and some amateur cosplayer put like, oh, I'm just gonna put this giant, you know, emblazoned bronze on it. I'm like, what the fuck?
I like the Naga Siren tail better, the fish tail. That was way better.
Mm, yeah, because it looks sleek.
I mean, still in theme.
This one just looks clumsy.
Yeah.
Well,
it felt okay, like they bonus. Didn't know what to do with it.
Rainbow puck?
Oh, this is a yay for me, man.
Yeah,
that's a lotus puck. Flower puck.
Yeah, it's nice.
Yay, it's but nice? It's stuck at rare.
I feel it's huge. It's freaking too big. The lotus.
What
she
said. Yes.
The lotus is just too big.
I like that's what the she said. The animation.
Yeah.
You like the animation? Okay.
Maybe the coil. That looks so.
I like the streams coming out of the coil, but the lotus looks a bit clumsy.
Some gold ones, obviously, because they have to put the gold ones.
Yeah.
Nightstalker, does it look better than the original?
No. Man. No.
I think gold is just tacky.
It looks worse. Yeah. It looks worse.
Yeah. Almost all of the gold ones, too.
Yeah.
Gold doesn't look good if you only have one of them because it gets stacky looking. If you have a set of them, then I get the idea. But you know, if you only have like one gold item, it looks tacky.
Or if you're role-playing in Dota, you could buy a Midas and you say, oh, I have Midas in my hand.
I would have preferred if they used platinum.
My God. And then you need to buy two Midases because you have two hands.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ.
I would have preferred if they used platinum instead of this whole gold thing.
Sure.
And also the obsession. Yeah, just I guess I'll vent it out. Also the obsession with red. Like, there's always...
Why is red so popular? No one likes him here on this podcast.
Oh, shit.
I know. I'm sorry.
No, the obsession of red color. Like, I think the Trove.
All the ultra rare stuff.
Yeah, the ultra rare shop stuff is always almost red.
Yeah.
And
what's the big deal? Why is
it's almost as if right? Dota 2's primary color is red.
Yeah.
I mean, look at the logo.
Even the logo, yeah.
Then there's gold. It's like,
why would they put red?
They have these many particles before. I don't know if you guys remember. They used to have. Prismatic gems that would give colors. So yes, they used to have those, and I would have preferred if the Immortal was capable of taking in those colors.
I think it's also associated with the lore.
Mm.
I think Red would know something about this.
The colors and shit.
Yep.
I mean, for sure. I mean, I don't see the gold ones being important to the lore.
Yeah, exactly. I wonder why they used gold too. I think black would be so cool.
Kind of sick.
Right? Or... imagine the Night Stalker hands be black instead.
It's
so
like
sick.
There's smoke.
Yeah, you don't have to make all ultra rare ones gold. It's like,
yeah.
You know the gold trend started in 2014?
Yeah, that's
so gold, they had like
Baby gold, Roshan.
Gravel Maw. Yeah. Gold, Virushan, Golden Doomling. And I think ever since then, right, the color gold in Dota 2 for skins has been associated with like variety and actually some value, because the thing is, you're underestimating the secondary of these golden items, right? For every transaction on the secondary market, Valve actually gets a cut. And a lot of people actually buy stuff through the marketplace.
Market, yeah.
And the private trading is like maybe a very small percentage of actual trades, like maybe high value trades, yes, is through private trading. But most people get their stuff through the marketplace, and having all these like variety, flashy, obvious, like, oh hey, look, he obviously has the golden stuff. Even if it looks tacky, I think the intention, rather than it being aesthetically pleasing, is that it's obvious.
That's how fashion works, right?
Yeah. Yeah. Look at this shit. Shove it in your face.
The only hero I like the gold equipment cosmetics is Alchemist. It actually makes sense.
And it's not even a gold one. It's just default gold color.
Well, the ultra rare first treasure is another Pudge Hook, of course.
Of course, yeah, man.
I have a gripe with that because we already have an immortal Pudge Hook.
Yeah, I have it.
Yeah, when they release a Pudge item, when it was teased before, I thought, like, oh, it's gonna be the offhand immortal this time around. It's like, no, here.
No, but they already have the Scuttle Slug for that, right?
Yeah.
And it affects.
I know it's an arm. It's not an offhand weapon.
Yeah, it's the cleaver.
Feast of Obsession, where does the immortal spell come from? Or is it an entire overhaul arcana?
It's the overall arcana. So it's part of the arcana set, basically.
Okay.
Your other hook is other immortal hook is now worth 50 cents.
Now you have to choose whether you want to show off your $300 Dragon Claw, or you want to just show off your what?
Your new 50 cent nicer hook.
Your new 50 cent hook. All right, it'll probably be $30.
It's so unfair to the older ones because, like, you know, the new items just get so crazier.
Yeah, man. All the particle effects.
Mm. Yeah.
Like, I bet the particle effects have more polygons than the Dragon Claw hook itself.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Animation on this shit, man. No. But if you, like, obviously, if you have a DC hook, that just looks so much better.
Yeah.
It's just a price tag. But in terms of effects, this is really, really nice.
Yeah.
Have you seen it with Bloodlust on?
No. What?
Have you seen the video of it with Bloodlust on? It's huge.
Oh, that's
oh, yeah. The claw becomes huge.
Damn. Yeah.
That's crazy. All right. So some level specific rewards. Level 160, Sanctums of the Divine. This looks so good. My God, the new terrain.
The new terrain. Oh, yeah. The new temporary terrain or permanent terrain.
This is permanent.
This is permanent.
There's no temporary anymore. Yeah. I think the temporary will come with the summer event. A summer
team
terrain.
Mm. Thank goodness.
Man, look at this shit. It's like a low poly version of the map.
Yeah.
It's cleaner. It's much cleaner. Hey. It's like they imported Summoner's Rift aesthetics into the two.
Okay, never mind then. moving on. Level 255, the Pudge persona, the toy picture.
Yeah, so you don't even get to use your ultra rare item.
Immortal.
Or like, as I like to call it, China Butcher, China Pudge.
Why is it China Pudge?
Because
no blood or skeletons alone. Yeah.
Oh my.
So if you get the ultra rare hook and you're like, okay, I want to show off my ultra rare hook, but I also have the persona, what will you go for?
Depends how good the persona is. I know that Kid Invoker isn't really that nice.
Speaking of personas, do you know Kid Invoker's original creator, the animator?
No.
Yes.
She's not the one who created Kid Invoker for the game. Kid Invoker for the game is created by a Valve employee.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
and
so...
Whenever I get to repeat that fact, I will, because I just... Give another respect. Of her ideas got taken by a Valve employee. But I don't know whether it's like the idea got taken, got slash stolen or inspired. But when it comes to it, I'll shout it out again.
Hopefully she got some monetary compensation.
Nope.
Yeah.
She has confirmed constantly on Twitter that she hasn't.
Let me give her money. Feels bad, man.
Yeah.
It happened, guys. Gender bender.
Well, technically it's not, because
it's the Lord... disciple.
Yeah, it's Auntie Mage's disciple, so it's not Auntie Mage's birthday.
Auntie Mage.
Yeah. His waifu Mage.
Her name is Wei.
Yeah, Wei for waifu.
Waifu.
Mm-hmm.
A. But the gender bender.
I mean, I saw I think the best meme I saw was the was her chasing the kid invoker.
Oh yeah.
That was the best.
The one where he runs after the kid invoker. Yeah. That's pretty funny.
Oh my god.
Yeah. You know what I want a female version of?
What?
Yes.
Patch.
Which I knew it.
Oh. Why?
Stitch, well, it would be interesting up. To see how they deal with like almost a naked female. Character. Yeah, either Patch or Lifestealer female.
Yeah, I want LC to have a callback to the
male version.
Have you seen so for Lifestealer female person? Have you guys ever watched?
No way.
Blam, or no. As Japanese call it, Blam. It's a Netflix. It's also a manga that was adapted on Netflix. So it has these like inverted female robots things.
Eh?
They walk like, you know, how the Grudge walks, like, you know, with the broken bones thing, mm-hmm. like, on all fours. Yeah. So crawling. That's mm-hmm. how, yeah, that's how I see a female.
Imagine Lifestealer. Yeah. I see. I mean, the next one is all bones.
The one true king.
A.
The it's model like recycle.
Yeah.
You said it like a wrestling promo.
I mean,
that's how Rave King says it. One true.
I mean,
king.
The cult following is like a wrestling following.
Used to be free. Now you have to pay for it. Feels amazing, man.
Yeah, right.
How much? How much? What level is it again?
Level 375.
Man, that's crazy. That's crazy.
Okay. Damn. Next one. I think the most overlooked one.
Mm-hmm.
The Queen of Pain Arcana.
Man, if I only have money, I'll get it.
Oh, I'll get it. But that I'm not aiming for this. It's only a collateral.
Collateral.
Yeah.
I know what you're getting. I know what you're getting.
I mean, I think me and Index are getting the same thing since I play that hero a lot.
Holy schmucks. Windranger Arcana.
The day that Slacks doesn't want to happen. Jesus.
This is Arcana.
I would like to think that Casey had her hand on pitching the Windranger.
No way.
Because she's a bad employee now. And just rubbing it off. Rubbing it off on Slacks.
She is.
Yeah, oh rubbing it off God. On Slacks. Like, I have this much power. I mean, I know it's not, but I have this much power to influence Valve now. I got them to get a Windranger Arcana just to rub it
Fight
off you.
You.
Yeah.
This is so sick.
It is.
Yep.
I mean, there's not very even a cool. There's not even a model yet, but I'm very hyped for it. I think it's through her Look early years from based on the lore. The lore description.
Ooh. Mm. Look it's at based, that thighs,
it's
man.
It's based on her younger years. It's a young.
I mean,
so you have to be careful, Red. We don't know if it's jailbait when.
Oh, you're right.
As a young disabled person with disabled. No arms and no legs.
You're right, because it's white, right?
The arms and legs have been replaced by wind.
Oh my God, you're right. Oh,
so
God.
She grew arms and legs between her childhood and adulthood.
It's kind of like the Phantom Assassin one, wherein it's like the PA one, wherein it's kind of shadowy. Yeah, the arms and legs are a blur.
Or the picture like this, the one I sent. I thought it was a league champion.
Oh, it does kind of look like a league champion. I'm not going to lie.
New Ash skin.
Yeah, right.
Ah, that's
yeah, so I'm excited, but excited for it.
Mm.
Yeah.
Oh, speaking of that, that PA theory.
Mm-hmm.
It does feel like she is transitioning into Spectre, because the Spectre's definition, like what she is like a being that lost herself by doing countless things, the same thing. Damn. And the PA Arcana was when Oracle came out and the contract was out, right?
Yep.
And the bind, like Oracle instructed PA to kill everybody that threatens to kill Oracle.
Yeah.
Except Dota 2 lore loops every time, so she's, you know, it could be a different person every time. Mm. It loops, so PA has to kill, basically bind it into a contract. Slowly turns into a specter.
Yes.
Loses herself.
This is deep.
That is pretty deep. It's pretty cool. Watch Lorgasm, friends. Wow. All right, Living Towers, never really excited for these ones.
I like the last year ones.
What was the last year one?
The stone people throwing rocks at you.
Oh, right.
Oh. I want them to put a Trent one.
I don't think they're legally allowed to do that.
I know, but man, that would be sick. It's a callback. Dang.
Like, this Radiant one kind of really looks like League.
I mean, Baron.
Like, I mean, like the portal at the bottom.
Yeah.
Like the text here. I mean, the graphic here really kind of looks like League.
Looks like League. Because Tencent owns everything now.
Maybe we're getting there. All right. Skim through a lot of these as well. I think we got through most of the important stuff. Oh, the courier. How do you like this year's courier? Just scroll down a bit.
Evolving
courier. Bright sky. It's cute.
It's cute. That's it. It's cute.
Ironically, the last one is the worst one. Mm. My god. It's so bad. The Aegis one. That's pretty crap. And I think that's it, friends. So how you like this year's battle pass?
It's nice. I mean, it's still a cash cow. You have to pay.
It's always a cash
cow.
Most. But I'd like to remind everyone that, you know, this is what makes Dota 2 free. No ads in TI whatsoever.
Mm-hmm.
So these are what drives
those
TI
sponsors
to be. Spawn continue to be sponsorless, no ads. I mean, it's not like it's bad, but it's actually,
I get it.
If you watch other games, you can actually notice that, you know, what separates TI from all other tournaments.
Yeah. You don't get bombarded with this 30-second ads.
I like how Ron said that ads. What if, like, Valve's sold a spot on the battle pass.
Oof. Yeah, that's what they should do. They should bundle it together and then give you more stuff.
I mean, if they make battle pass cheaper, I don't mind.
Oof.
No,
they
but
gotta compensate.
They sell you
something.
A ticket. They sell you a ticket to TI with the battle pass.
Wow.
Or if it's BMW, and you reach level 30,000, you get a free car.
No way, dude.
I would just go reach 30,000 because that's cheaper than a new car in Singapore.
Maybe.
Yeah, right.
Find out. Yeah.
Excited for the battle pass.
Excited for the Wind Ranger Arcana. I hope it's not shit.
Well, yeah. You know what's exciting?
Yes.
A game that would fight Mobile Legends.
Okay.
Yeah, that's exciting. Why are you not excited about Wildrift?
I want to put it on context for our other viewers, specifically the non-Southeast Asian ones, because we have NA listeners as well. The Mobile Legends is a MOBA that is, for all the reasons I do not know, is very popular in Southeast Asia only.
Yes.
It's not even the whole Southeast Asia.
Yeah, it's a rip-off of League. Just to put it bluntly.
I mean, it's not even... I mean, that's...
It's a translation
that's accusation,
of
yeah. That's, accu- yeah. that's yeah. accusation that has been... That, that mobile that Mobile Legends paid for. They paid a settlement account for that. I think they were sued by League.
Yes, and League won. So, Riot won. So.
They, yeah, they paid us... No, I think they settled. I don't know. I don't know the
Details about it. The fact that it's not cease and desist, so they don't have much enough of a base to.
But still,
sue them.
It's popular in Philippines, Malaysia. I think Singapore.
So think AOV, but with League of Legends on mobile aesthetics, and the graphics are slightly worse. Mm. And that's Mobile Legends for you.
Annoying as shit announcer. Oh my god, I cannot take that announcer.
Welcome to Mobile Legends.
Oh man. Ugh. That sucks. But anyway.
So, yeah, June 6th.
Gerg, what is on June 6th?
Wild Rift.
There you go.
Yeah, Wild Rift is the Riot's version of Mobile Legends, right?
No, it's their version of League.
It's their version. Okay.
League of Legends on mobile has been announced June 6th. There's also a note here.
Oh, yeah, note here. Alpha.
The Alpha. The Alpha is out on June 6th. 22 of the 145 champions have been confirmed, which is a mind-boggling number to me. 145 champions?
145 champions. I mean, I don't want to get into the whole thing wherein, you know, not a lot of champions are being used, but 145 champions are on League, but there are so far 22 confirmed.
And you don't have to pay them.
Oh, they're all free.
That's the biggest thing, at least. That was the biggest gripe with League going into League before.
Yeah. You have to pay for the champions. That sucks.
Very anti-Riot.
Oh. Well, yeah. Exciting. Yeah. Are you going to play this if it's out of alpha?
I haven't checked my email if I got the alpha tester. But I think one of our boys, G10, has it.
Ooh.
So that's good.
Yeah. Cool. I mean, it's cool.
I'm definitely gonna jump into it. It's a mobile game. Yeah. It's easy to get into.
Yeah, and you would know the lore of your cards in the Runeterra.
I follow League lore a little bit. The lore is more interesting than Dota, at least. Not as
It is.
It's not as chaotic as Dota.
Yeah, it's like a comic.
Yeah. So I like that most. Speaking of comics, RIP comics, Dota 2. No more. I haven't seen a comic out.
All right.
I'm just putting that out. Time. Hello, Valve.
Maybe bring some Arcana stuff.
Bring me more Valve comics, please.
Actually, isn't there a big book of Dota comics?
I have it.
You have it. Oh,
I have that big book of Dota comics, and it was never heard from again.
You have the book?
Yeah, the comic book.
Wow. You paid for it, or was it free?
I got it on like really big discount on Free Comic Book Day.
How much is it? I'm seeing in Amazon like it's $6.
See, it's really cheap. I got it for like.
Should I buy it?
If it's that cheap, I'll buy it.
$600. I still paid more for it than $6. It was like $600 plus around $12.
$600? Oh,
Scrum, I'll buy it. We have to talk, Scrun, because we can't do Amazon here, right?
I can definitely get that.
Damn. All right. That's sick.
All right, cool. Speaking of Riot, Valorant releases their new agent, Reyna, which is... I saw a meme that it is the female anti-mage.
Oh man, everything's the female anti-mage now. Shit.
Oh my god.
This is pretty uncanny, honestly.
That's just the toxic fandom of Dota 2 leaking.
unfortunately we're part of. Holy.
Yeah. Hey, yeah. We could be a part of Valorant.
Yeah, if it releases on C, when does it release on C?
No, there is gonna straight June. Up release. Yeah, just gonna straight up release. They're not even gonna get a tester. Period.
They don't need.
We're going to be the tester.
They don't need an input from Southeast Asian people. It's like, we know they're gonna adjust whatever we throw at them.
I always throw bad stuff at the Riot, but they're kind of geniuses here, wherein FPS isn't really big in C, so they didn't even try.
Yeah, makes sense.
And see, but Wild Rift, the MOBA, they know it's big here, so they're giving us first access to it.
They're geniuses.
They're marketing geniuses. They know that they want to take off the pie that Mobile Legends is eating. So that's easy for them to take.
Fantastic stuff.
And there's already like wars in the Philippine social media. There's already people fighting over Mobile Legends and League of Legends. Like, you know, there's the bandwagoners that, Mobile Legends players don't move to Wild Rift because you're Mobile Legends. Like, the League of Legends players are you know, fighting against the Mobile Legends players.
That's just Philippine social media in a nutshell. There's always something going on. Gatekeeping. I love it.
Yes.
All right. More news. Audi. Ooh. I'm just going to read this as Ron has written it. Audi drops driver for using a ringer to compete in Formula E.
So yeah, Formula What's E a is ring? A virtual thing. Start first with a ringer. So basically, he hired a sub to race for him.
Okay.
So basically, he didn't even race at all. So
damn, that's illegal.
That is illegal. Yes.
So, yeah, that's why he got dropped. So I don't know how they found out, but Audi found out that he was using a professional virtual racer as a ringer. It's not even just anyone. He hired a professional virtual racer as a ringer. And Audi found out, so he got dropped, and he is also being forced to pay €10,000 in charity. To donate to charity, basically. So now, I don't know how that works, how it's still charity if you're forced to, but that's his sanction. Give €10,000 to a charity of his choice. I don't know if he's chosen one already. So yeah, the Formula E is a sim racing game which started up in April. I think we glossed over it before on one of our nerd stuff. So it's a virtual substitute for Formula One, NASCAR, and IndyCar. So this one is, it's a big thing because it is a real pro driver that paid. Yeah. A virtual driver to race for
him. Cheat, man. Yeah, it's cheating, right?
Yeah. I love how, these the boomer generation. I really dislike using boomer now.
Boomer.
Okay.
Oh my god.
Somebody's been watching Senzawa. Okay.
Yeah. Very cool. No, that's the like semi acute.
TikToker,
yeah.
Just move on, dude.
You're a simp. You just revealed yourself to a simp. A simp.
Sorry. But I love how these guys, the boomer generation, says, "Oh my god, he's a professional gamer. It's so easy to just be a professional gamer." And you don't do shit like this, though.
Yeah.
So yeah, I like how you use boomer because the person he hired is the 18-year-old Lawrence Hauser. EU names.
EU name runs
Horsing.
Show beforehand.
Ron. Yeah, so who has been? So he's been competing in sim racer section of Formula E's events. So yeah, he paid him to run in his place.
Very good.
So that's a big thing.
Yeah, that's how you cheat.
He didn't cheat. He didn't. Misrepresented.
Yeah, he misrepresented Audi basically. Yeah. He hired someone to race for him. Basically, I think himself. I don't wanna judge him, but my initial thought process would be like how all the other non-gamer people judge us is basically like, okay, oh, it's a game. I'll just hire. I'll get someone to do it for me. It's not real. It's not real racing.
It's not real sports. Jeez. Audi is not paying me to race.
I mean, that's my initial knee-jerk reaction. I could be wrong. Yeah. I could definitely be wrong, but it's happened before, so I guess it's a stereotype that a stigma that's born from another stigma.
Yeah.
All right. Good stuff. Next up, Valve releases Steam China Alpha. So they're going to be having. What are the implications of this? Very quickly. Right off the bat.
It's in lieu of what we talked also about before on Nerd Stuff. I forgot what episode. But with China starting to ban foreign interaction with other players. So they're starting to gear up, like actually closing their borders in terms of foreign gameplay. There's also the curfew that they want to impose on gaming in general. So in order to do that, you need your own set of clients. So I guess that's why Valve is developing a Steam China. Because, if you have these so many restrictions, so many rules, might as well develop a standalone version of your client for them.
So it's just going to be in China, within the firewall?
Yes.
Okay, how big is Steam anyway in China? Is it big, or doesn't Tencent just own everything in China?
Gaming wise, I don't know who they have to go. I think they have to go through Perfect World.
Yeah, for sure.
I think Freak would have more idea on this. I think their gateway is Perfect World. They have a gateway. I know they have a license or of some sort. They go through in order to publish stuff there. So they still have to play within China's port. So China has their own set of rules. They have to play around it. It's just that China's rules are more stricter.
Yeah, stricter for sure.
Yeah,
especially for minors, right?
Yes. Mm. Even just the minor things like the skulls, which that's why all skull related stuff there, like artists or developers would have to either prepare another asset that doesn't have skulls, or just straight up avoid having skulls and blood.
Yeah. I think just Steam is just Steam China is just a direct access kind of thing. There are quite a few storefronts already in China, and this is them like pulling Epic Games into China.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. I think we'll just see if people kind of bite into Steam China as the days come by.
Yes.
Hey.
All right. Next up, what is this? Nitrome or Nitrome?
Yeah, it's one of the bigger. It's just an example. I use Nitrome as an example, but stuff like Newgrounds and others.
Hey, so I know that.
Yeah, they're all switching from Flash. They're all started to port their Flash games into HTML5 games because Flash is supposedly. Gonna end, not dead. Supposedly, it's gonna end in 2020. It's gonna die in 2020. So yeah. By 2020, I forgot the date that Adobe set out, but okay, so they didn't have, I searched it now, they didn't have a date, but within 2020, Flash will definitely cease support and everything else. Like, so it's definitely gonna die. So all these websites that are running Flash games are basically gonna have to really port their game to HTML5.
Well, what can you do?
Yeah.
XP has died. Flash is about to die. Man, our generation
is dying. Oh.
Wait, Windows 7 also stopped having
Yes, there's not a port already for Windows 7.
Dead.
Dead. Everything dead.
Yeah. So it's a I see it as a more of a move since, you know, a lot of our games have been, at least for me, a lot of the games I played before on my for example, on my downtime was on Flash, like Newgrounds, Nitrome, and all the other good stuff.
What's the most memorable Flash game that you've ever played, guys?
Oof, man. Can I go first?
Yes.
There's a zombie game, Last Stand.
Yeah.
Like, I can name
like shit.
I can name a few games that have successfully branched out from their Flash counterparts into the main mainstream. So there's Meat Boy. Meat Boy, and there's also Alien Hominid.
Oh yeah,
Alien Hominid was a big thing as well in Flash. Yeah.
I know I played the original version of Castle Crashers on Flash.
Yes, and that too. So there's a lot of 2D games available now that have started their franchise over at Flash.
Oof, maybe.
For me, it was a point-and-click horror game called Ex Mortis. I love that.
Ooh.
First exposure to horror games, and I like horror games now.
Hey.
Fun times. All right, speaking of dark stuff, because I talked about horror. Dark Horse Direct opens pre-order for Protoss Carrier Replica.
Carrier has arrived.
Yes, Hodge. And it's huge. It's also very expensive. It's $300.
Oh, man. $300?
Yeah, when and what point? Wait, I want to stop there and just let's take a step back. At what point will she say it's huge and very expensive?
I mean,
it's 18 inches big.
Oh, that's the point. That's the point where she says
50 cm.
So sick though.
I'm actually looking at it. It's so sick.
Too. Yeah. So before they already released the Terran battleship, and it dwarfs. I mean, rightfully so. It dwarfs the Terran battle.
So, there's some comparison photos of it. Yeah.
Battlecruiser.
The battlecruiser there.
All the StarCraft fans. Yeah. Don't call Ron out.
Sorry.
It's okay. Call him out.
Yeah. It's my bad.
Damn it.
So yeah, Dark Horse is nice. Yeah, they're into they're slowly really getting into the collectible game. I know because I have their Hellboy. Hellboy 1:12.
Oh yeah, you do.
Yeah, I have that 1:12 Dark Horse Hellboy. And I think
that's sick.
Yeah, so they're really wrapping up their collectibles based on their... It's not just... Before, it's based on their comic. Now they're branching out. They've shown that they can really produce quality collectibles or help produce quality collectibles in this case. And they basically branch out the games now. What do you guys think of the Protoss?
Big boy.
It's overkill. I'll never get it.
Yeah, I mean, I'll never get it, especially with my real estate. I don't have any place to fit it.
Yeah. Soon, Scrun. Soon.
When is soon?
Soon, soon.
They should have interceptors as well, because that's what the carrier is carrying.
No, then you can figure it wouldn't be a model, right? It's just
It wouldn't be a replica statue.
It's like a museum piece. You just display it to show off, you know. Oh, it looks cool, so I got it for my house.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. Last few stuff here. Warhammer releases their 9th edition. Fudge. Yo, more Warhammer.
I watched the trailer. I was so excited.
I baited. Then, so yeah, I wanted Star Reserve. I baited Break. I told him, look, new trailer for Warhammer. So he got excited.
He said Warhammer 40k.
Okay.
Specifically. So 40k, when we say it in gaming, Warhammer 40k refers to the RTS.
Yes. Mm.
And this motherfucker said, oh, Warhammer 40k has a new trailer. So I went to watch it. I was like, oh, nice 3D graphics, awesome stuff. Then after watching the trailer, he tells me it's for figurines. And I'm like,
oh,
what the fuck?
It's for the... No. Okay, so for those that know, my turn, for those that want to call out, then it's miniatures, not figurines.
Figurines.
Oh my god, so they're in new pieces?
I know, it's a new rule book, new set, and yes, new pieces that go along. Your old pieces still function well.
So it's an expansion.
Yeah, for those that are listening in and are into 40k, so don't throw out your later editions just yet. It can be used in one way or form. They haven't revealed yet fully. So this is just a trailer for the 9th edition. So the 9th edition, I like how it has the trailer went through. I was very excited with it. So I don't play 40k, the main game. I do dabble with the Kill Team, which is the way, way cheaper version of Warhammer. So
they must balance this game so well for there to be no broken pieces until their 9th edition.
Well, it's a point system. Yeah, it's a point system. Your army is basically runs through points. So very expensive to get because since it runs through points, you need a lot of pieces. It's very expensive pieces, so that's why I don't. And it requires a lot of space too. Yeah. So so yeah, 40k. It's out. Those that are
It's not 40k.
It's not a game.
It's not the game.
It's not the video game. Yeah.
So how it's still Warhammer 40k. It's
you have to put a disclaimer, Scrun. You still have to put a disclaimer. You baited Chen.
But the miniature came first.
I know, but the Chen came. Look, you know,
a very small group of people care about the miniature.
Yes.
And a very large group of people care about
the RTS. Yes. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. That's true.
Damn it.
Few people have the money to play Warhammer.
And that's why they invented Kill Team.
Well, a few people also have the money for comics.
Yes.
Another
one of my field. I think I'm the nerdiest one of the bunch here since I actually do a lot of nerdy stuff. But yeah, so spoiler alert. So since this is towards the end anyway, so spoiler alert. Just check our timestamp if you want to skip to the next topic. But yeah, there's a spoiler for Avengers number 33. So if you have not read it, then skip up. So Avengers number 33, written by Jason Aaron. It features. It's not the first time that Thor was stripped of his Mjolnir. It happened before with Jane Foster Thor, Lady Thor. And then numerous people have carried Mjolnir. But basically we're going through this this issue goes through the origins of Mjolnir, which is, as most people know, is made of Uru, which is a moon rock. And
Uwu, shout outs to Riku.
Oh god,
Riku specifically.
Uwu rock.
Oh,
okay, so yeah, it's made of Uru, and it most notably there is a hero in the Marvel Universe that is blessed by the moon god. So that is Moon Knight,
and he's called the Moon Knight, yes,
yes. So that's the Moon Knight. And it's Marvel has been ramping up this character lately, and especially with a movie deal on the horizon. So now that that's in, Marvel has capitalized more on it to catapult this Moon Knight from a ground level or an urban level hero into the big leagues. So he is now carrying Mjolnir, or actually stopped Mjolnir on his tracks, and has explained to Thor the origin that he feels with Mjolnir, especially with the Moonrock. So then proceeds to beat Thor with the hammer. That's the TLDR version of it, basically. So,
yeah.
So I don't know if Thor will go on to depressed mode again, because before, and in Original Sin, he was deemed unworthy of the hammer because of the Original Sin before as well. So it's not the first time he's lost the hammer. It's just it's nice that I mean, I like that Marvel is shoehorning Moon Knight into the big leagues. I just don't quite like. I feel like it's a bit forced. So another tidbit that why I feel it's a bit forced is they made Moon Knight fight with Iron Fist as well, and just basically toyed with Iron Fist. So that. They're trying to show how powerful Moon Knight is, and so that got a lot of Iron Fist fans angry. Well, a lot, meaning the few hundred that are there.
Hey,
the loyalists, the yeah. Moon Knight fans, loyalists.
The Iron Fist fans. So I mean, there's even lesser Moon Knight fans than Iron Fist fans. So they're trying to catapult Moon Knight there. So I mean, with the film set on stone, they're already casting it, so expect more Moon Knight, expect more stuff coming out from Marvel based on Moon Knight, especially with the Marvel universe having a direct impact. So it's not even the comics now having an impact on the Marvel universe, it's the Marvel the movies that are impacting the comics. It's the other way around now.
Oh,
so especially sick. Since yeah, so with X-Men back into the loving arms of Marvel, the X-Men comics are also back into the front line of Marvel comics. Because it used to be a big thing. So this, we're segueing, but I feel like, I don't know if this is a common knowledge for all the nerds, but for comic book people, it is a pretty common issue before, where Marvel deliberately had artists not do Fantastic Four and X-Men stuff.
Yeah, because they weren't the baby faces anymore. It's like Marvel is WWE and deciding which characters to push.
Yeah, so
no more creativity for you guys.
So yeah, they didn't want X-Men products, X-Men or Fantastic Four products, because Fox had control over those IPs before.
Exactly.
Oh, that's kind of dark.
Yeah, so it was a big thing. Even
it's
in toys.
Dark Horse.
Wow. Great, Jen.
So yeah, so that's enough about that. I think I'll just go on and on if we start going through it. We're proceed on with more movie stuff, jumping off from Moon Knight, which is the Borderlands movie. So.
Hey.
Yeah, I think Queer is the biggest Borderlands fan among the four of us. I think it's Freak and Red.
I'm not a fan, man. I reviewed Borderlands 3 on release day. You just play it once and then that's it. It's free to play now.
So
I told people to buy the game, and now it's free to play. Come on, it's my hit.
Scrun, you got the wrong Red though. Our good friend RD from Overdrive is a very, very avid fan of Borderlands.
Oh yeah!
So, shout out to RD.
So yeah, it's so the one who played Hella, which is also aptly from Core,
and Core happens sister, so. To have. To be able to control Mjolnir as well.
Stop Mjolnir, at least in the movie.
Yeah.
So we'll be playing Lilith. So Kate Blanchett will be playing Lilith in the Borderlands movie.
I mean,
I'm scared. Friends.
I'm scared. Yeah.
I'm scared either... for the movie.
Yeah. Yeah. Exactly.
It's,
the, me too.
It's an A-list. It's an A-list actress,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah. It's an A-list movie now.
Shit.
Fingers crossed, man. Like, holy shit. Mean... I can only hope that it's like it's more of a comedy than a serious.
It
like,
is. It is.
Like a Mad Max kind of thing.
I read an article that they're going to like slightly lean to humor.
Yeah, they better, man.
Because Borderlands is just like a...
And then
like,
you get the Borderlands 2 writers on it. Not the Borderlands 3 writers. Borderlands 3 writers, the main story was like a travesty.
Oh my god.
And I don't want to see Lilith die, so... Yeah. She's basically on 2.
Oh god.
Are there any good video game movies that have been released
yet? Warcraft?
Yeah, it's decent. It's pretty okay.
I don't know. Okay, tell us, before we end... Before we end, which is better, Warcraft Remaster or Warcraft Movie?
Oh, Warcraft Movie, come on.
That's the a low bar.
Yeah. Warcraft Remaster is like a... You port a Nitro game into Flash.
It's just
like how we got...
It's full circle.
I think that's a good ending. So we got Chen, Freak rather, going on. So it's a Warcraft movie. How about you, Index?
It's the movie, for sure. What?
Yeah.
I mean, I feel like it's a no-brainer, right? Red?
Yeah, it's a no-brainer.
Please tell me it's the movie.
The movie's nice, man. You see an orc and a human punching. That's nice.
I go the movie as well. The remaster was just... disappointing is an understatement.
Yeah. Because I came into the theaters like setting a low expectation. So
you came in the theaters. Oh my god.
Ah. You like that?
Now we all know.
Yes, I did. No, I. Damn it.
It's like something was actually revealed.
Damn it. Damn. They know my orc fetish. Oh no,
guys!
You had low expectations for the movie, man. I'm disappointed.
He had low, and then it rise up.
Okay.
Yes.
All right, That's why I came.
Yep. All right, friends. It's time. It's about that time. It's 12:10. It's time to end the episode. We have some stuff to do.
Eesh.
Scrun.
I have reality.
Any plugs?
Cup. I mean, it should be a VOD by now, by the time the recording comes out for Nerd Stuff.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It'll be a VOD, so check it out at either C-Sport Facebook page or fb.gg/C-Sport or twitch.tv/reality_riff_gg.
Wow.
Fantastic, friends.
And join our Discord server. And if you play Dota, you could join our guild.
Hopefully, we'll make space for you if you pay us enough.
Yeah.
It's only fans Dota version.
Yes.
Yeah. And it's surprising that there's a game that we didn't even mention.
What?
Baldur's Gate 3?
No. Overwatch, goodbye!
Oh, man.
Oh, goodbye, friends. We'll see you all next time. Thank you for listening to the Nerd Stuff Podcast. Bye.
Bye.